Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Megillah, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Right, yesterday we had the discussion of different elements of Tanakh, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, and the like, and related issues. Maybe to start off with one thought we had the Luchos also in terms of how the Luchos looked and the different types of Ksavim, of Ksav Ashuris, and Ksav Yevanis, and the differences between Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah versus Sefer Torah, Tanakh versus Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Just one horror before we start on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Shechter quotes in Be'ikvei Atzon, the source for Tanakh, right? And that is a Gemara. Actually, I think we might have quoted it at some point earlier in the Masechta. The Pasuk says, Ksov Zosi Karan Basefer V'Sim Basnei Yoshua. The end of Bishalach, that's the source that the Gemara brings that came up earlier in the Masechta, that we had to find, if we wanted to put Esther into the Tanakh, we have to find a source, because how many times can we talk about the Amalek story in Tanakh? So we have to find a source for it. We have to find the matir, so to speak, to allow it in. So we have the story of Amalek in the Torah, Bishalach and Zachar, and we have it in Nevi'im. We have it by Shaul HaMelech. And how do you know? By Ksuvim. So they had to find Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. Zos, the Gemara says, is Torah. Zikaron is Navi. And Basefer is Ksuvim. That's the source. That's the source for the concept of Tanakh in Chazal. But he explains that it's not just a word game, right? Zos is specifically tailored to Torah because Zos is Zeh, or Zos always means clarity. You could point to it. Zos, and that's why Zos reflects the Torah, because the Torah is clarity of vision of Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, right? Like, Sof Zos Yikaron Basefer. Zos, as Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos, Zeh HaDavar. All the other Nevi'im said, Ko Amar Hashem. But Moshe says, Zeh HaDavar, because there's the clarity of vision of Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us the Torah, and that's why that's a good word to reflect the Torah, right? Rav Kook writes in his Siddur, I think we just said last time, that the veracity of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, that's the basis for Torah Min HaShemayim. If we wouldn't believe that the Moshe Rabbeinu had clarity, then we would have a suffix in terms of, oh, maybe there was a little game of telephone between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu when he gave him the Torah. But because we believe in Zos and Zeh, right, there were the clarity, you can always point to it, so that's the Torah. Zikaron, which usually means to remember, but often in the Torah, to remember means to mention. Doesn't really mean, or I should say, lizkor. That verb is understood as lahazkir. Zachar siyom Shabbos lekadsho doesn't mean to remember Shabbos. It means to remember Shabbos by mentioning Shabbos. You have to verbalize by kiddush, right? Zachar es asher asa lecha Amalek means you have to verbalize. So Zachar lahazkir, a navi is given his nivu in order to verbalize, to say over to the people. And that's why zikaron is a good word to symbolize nevi'im, right? Niv svatayim, nevi'im means to give over, expression of the lips. And of course, basefer is basefer, books, so the ksuvim, and the nivua was given over to the people involved in order to write it down to learn from them. To learn from the writing and not dafka to give over a nevua, right? Shir Hashirim is meant to be written and then learned from the book once it is wasn't a nevua that was given over. Okay, so that's related to, we're talking here about Tanakh versus Tefillin and Mezuzah, so that is a related issue. So the Gemara starts off by saying, but wait a minute, we just said that there's, again, only one difference between Tanakh and Tefillin and Mezuzah. Right, that was the difference that was made in terms of the language, right? What language it was written in. And then we said at the end of yesterday's shiur, maybe there's another difference that could have been written, how many columns it could be written in. But now the Gemara says, what about this difference? Tolin besvarim, ein tolin lo betulim v'lo mezuzas. Let's say I forgot a word. I'm a sofer, and I got mixed up or something, and I forgot a word. I'm allowed to, sometimes we'll write a word, like on top, in between two words, in order to, and we'll put like a little arrow there. To show that that's where it's going. So forget the arrow, but the halacha is that one is allowed to do that by Sefer Torah. But if so, you got a word, you put it on top. Tolin, you're allowed to hang b'svarim. Vein tolin lo b'tfilin lo mezuzas. You're not allowed to do that by tfilin and mezuzas. So isn't that another difference? So why didn't the Mishnah say this difference, that you're allowed to literally hang letters by Sefer Torah? That's the first halacha in Siman Reish Ayin Vav in Yeridea. This is a siman about Din Tilias V'Dilug and other related issues. Tova dilek tevo yoser. If I forgot a word, or I'm writing the Torah, forgot a word, yachol litlosa, bein ashitin. I could write it in between. I can't write it outside the column. I can't write it between the columns, but he can write it on top. So why didn't it say that? So the Gemara says, no, because that's fundamentally not a difference between Sefer Torah, Tanakh, and Tzilin HaMezuzah, because look at this. Svarim Shekasun Kitzvilin HaMezuzah. If you have a Sefer Torah that was written very small, the point of not being Tola by Tzilin HaMezuzah is because it's usually small and you won't be able to read it properly. So if you wrote a Sefer Torah that was very small, like Tzilin HaMezuzah, so Eitolim Ben, then you wouldn't be able to write a Bitola on the Tzilin HaMezuzah. Tzilin HaMezuzah Shekasun Kisvarim Tolim Ben, and the opposite. If you write Tzilin HaMezuzah is very big, so then you would be able to. So according to this day of the Gemara, the difference isn't between Tanakh versus Tzilin HaMezuzah, it's the difference between big and small. So therefore, that's why it's not in the Mishnah, because there's not a difference between Tanakh versus Tefillin and Mezuzah. One has to note, though, that if in the case where it says if Tefillin and Mezuzah were written big, you're allowed to be Tola, but you also have to figure out, you're not allowed to write out of order. Not allowed to write out of order when it comes to Tefillin and Mezuzah, the special din of Kisidron. So you have to, if you say you're allowed to be Tola, so you got to figure out you got to erase before that and then be Tola. And then, you know, why would you do that? Maybe you don't have enough room based on how much cloth you have left. Okay, but you can't, one has to have that halacha in mind as well. That's earlier. That's quoted, that halacha is quoted in Yeridea and in Arachayim. You know, the halacha is in read it from Arachayim, right at the beginning of, it's in Hilchos Tefillin. That's where it's discussed. Simen Lamed Beis. That's the big Simen. Simen Lamed Beis is Din Ksivas HaTfilin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Tfilin Sheyichlav Arapashios Shehein Kadesh Kiviyacha V'hay Kiviyacha Shema and V'haya Ramah V'tzarech L'kasvam B'seder Azeh. And you have to write them in that order. Right? I mean, not only, everybody holds that you have to write each Parsha within the order. Like if there's a problem with the word in a mezuzah, you can't just erase it and write the word properly. You got to erase the whole way to the end. And if there's a Shem Hashem there, you're stuck, right? Because you can't erase Shem Hashem. It has to be order. But do you have to write each of the four parshios in order the way that it appears in the Torah? So that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word. Shulchan Aruch just says mitzvah to write them, and the Ramah says v'tzarech l'kasvam b'seder hazeh. Right, you have to write all the parshios in this seder. Right, the Mishnah Berura, Dechsev, Vahayu Advarim, Vegomer, Vahaba, Vayasan Yehu. Vekol Shekein, Shazorach Lizar, Mitam Zeshiyah, Kol Parsha, Vaparsha, Gufa, Nechteves, Kesidra. Obviously, within each one, Shalo Yechzer, Ba'afilu, Os Achas, Ki Lo Yelo Takana, Acharkach, Lashlima, Uktilkaman, Sif, Chav Gimel. So that's the, halacha that we hold of Kisidron. Again, we don't have Kisidron by a Torah, because that would be really difficult. If you have to fix a letter in Kedoshim, you can't erase the rest of the Torah. So there's no halacha by Kisidron, when it comes to there. Okay. Says the, Gemara. Rebbe Zohar, B'shem Rebbe Imi, Havikosev Eile Imim. Some put that together. Rebbe Zohar says in the Hebrew of Imi. We're going to have a number of statements from Rabbi Zohra on this Amud. If he wrote Imim, that means it's a little faded. Some of the letters are faded. It's a different color of ink, a little darker, a little lighter. Im ha'isa parsha suya kein kasher. If the whole thing is written in a more lighter, faded way, that's okay, because it doesn't look bad. V'im la fasal. But if not, it's what's called menumar. Right? It's like spotted. If you have some of the cloth that's darker ink and some of them is lighter ink, so it shouldn't be written that way, because that doesn't look like a mechuder type of ksav. Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rabbi Imi bar Chinina kiksav svarim kinksav tefillin mezuzos. Right, even though we had some differences in the Mishnah, now we're going to have some similarities. Just like the ksav of svarim, so do tefillin mezuzos. We're going to have a couple of similarities between them. A couple of halachas. Number one, Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rav. We're going to have three statements of Rabbi Zohar, each in the name of a different Amora. So first, Rabbi Zohar says in the name of Rav, Nikev Nekev B'Yerecho Shel Hey. What happens if we picture the letter Hey, and there's a hole in the bottom right? Let's say the right leg of the Hey, there's a hole there. So now what's the problem? The problem is that there's a halach of Mukav Gvil. Every letter has to be surrounded by cloth. right? That's why two letters can't be touching each other. Every letter has to be surrounded by cloth. Here, it's not so touching by another letter, but there's a hole. So what do I do, right? How do I fix that? If I have a hole in the right leg of the hay. So says the Gemara, im gardov nishtar sham yera katana. If I'm able to scratch out a little bit, scratch out the bottom right leg of the hay. If I scratch out a little bit, so then there's some empty cloth between the bottom of the right leg and the hole. So now all of a sudden I've made it mukav gvil. I've made it surrounding. So if I could do that kasher, then it's kasher. The imlav puzzle. But if there's not enough space there, meaning if I would scrape off a little bit, it would be too short of a leg. Right? It wouldn't look like a hay. There's got to be a certain amount of the length of leg. So then it's puzzle. Then it's puzzle. That's the first halacha. There's a machlokas in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim. Do you actually have to scrape it out? Or it could be that it's kosher even if you didn't scrape it, as long as it is scrapable. As long as you'd be able to scrape it and make it mukav gvil and still be the length of the leg, so that would be good enough even if you don't. And that's based on Rebbe Zeira. Based on the Rebbe Zeira of Kalaroi Labila. That's where Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes, Vafilu lo garar. Even if you didn't actually scrape off the amount, the Kalaroi Labila in Bila Makevesbo, as we know from the halacha in Hilchis Minachos, that the oil and the flour, there's a certain amount of oil and flour that have to be used, and it has to be in proper ratio that it is mixable, right? If I'm using too much flour and too little oil in one kli, right, 60 and one, so then if it's not mixable, it won't mix well, so then it's puzzle. Even though I don't have to mix it. It has to be mixable. Kalaroi labila, as long as it's mixable and it would become a proper mixture, so then ain bila ma'akevesbo. Bila is not ma'akev. But if it's ain oroi labila, then bila is ma'akev. Right? That halacha comes up in a number of places in Chazal, and even more places we find it in Rishonim. I think I've quoted before, the Ritva has at least three times in Masechah Sukkah. The Ritva has on the first daf, the Ritva quotes the idea of Rebbe Zeira, right? Because that's where the bottom of Sukkah, Beis Aman Aleph in the Bavli, quotes that I'm allowed to build a Sukkah with very strong walls, right? Even Mechitza Shel Barzel, but I can't build it very tall, right? More than 20 Amos, right? Because what? Because how can you build it? Don't you need a Diras Arai? It has to be Roi for a Diras Arai. But as long as it's roi for a diras arai, meaning under 20 amos, so then it's you don't need it to actually be a diras arai. Right? So that's the Ritva quotes, the idea of Rebbe Zeira. Or the other one, just to mention one other. All right, the machlokes in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Rishonim discuss what are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of the quiet Shemone Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So we pass on like Rashi. Rashi says, you stop and you listen, and you can have your cake and eat it too. Right, you could be Yotze somewhat Kedusha, but it's not called a Hefsik. Tosfos says there, just keep going. Right, you're going to be Yotze Kedusha, but no, you're not. It's as if you're going to talk during the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to do that. So just keep going, Tosfos says. You can't stop. We pass, and like Rashi, it's somewhere in the middle. It's only Shomea Ki'oneh, not Mamish Oneh. But the Ritva there in Sukkah quotes that, no, Shomea Ki'oneh is not going to work here. So he holds like Tosfos, keep going, but not for Tosfos' reason. He says Shomea Ki'oneh is not going to work here because Shomea Ki'oneh only works if I'm able to talk, so then I can listen to you and talk. Friday night, I can make my own Kiddush, so I can listen to you make Kiddush. But here, Shomea Ki'oneh, I'm not allowed to talk here. So if I'm not allowed to talk here, I can't be used Shomea Ki'oneh to be Yotzei something. So it's, again, Kol Haroi. So to here, that principle is quoted, that you might not have to actually scrape off the bottom, as long as it is scrapable, and it will leave enough space that it would be a proper length of the leg. Number one. Number two, second halacha of Rabbi Zaora. Rabbi Zaora b'shem Rav Chizda. This one's in the name of Rav Chizda. First one was in the name of Rav. This one's in the name of Rav Chizda. Haya ha-gimel mechala es ha-gvil. What if the bottom of the gimel, and we spoke yesterday about the Gemara in Shabbos, or 2 days ago, the Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, that has every letter of the Aleph Beis has significance in terms of how it looks. The gimel, why is the leg of the gimel facing the dalid? The Gemara says, gomel dalim, you should try to find the person who's in need to give to the chesed. So, but here, what if the bottom of the gimel is touching the edge of the parchment? It's a similar idea. Not the hole, but it's the edge of the cloth. So also, it's not mukav gvil. You don't have plain space around it. So same thing. If you would scrape it and it would leave over enough of the leg to be called the leg of a gimel, kosher, that's fine. If not puzzle. Sounds like the same halacha. So one's about a hay and a hole, and one's about a gimel and the edge. Number three, Reb Zaora b'shem Ashian bar Nidva. Third, and this seems to be against Nikev Nekev be'emsa beis. Imagine you have a beis, and in between the two horizontal lines of the beis, you have a hole. You have a hole in the middle of the space of the beis. Nikev Nekev be'emsa beis. So the Gemara says, Im haya hagvil makifo mikol tzad kasher. Well, is the hole touching any part of the beis or not? Says Ashian, if the hole is touching, let's say the hole is touching the bottom of the top part of the beis, right? The hole is too, so then that's possible, right? Because the beis is not mukav gvil, right? But if it's just in the middle, then it's mukav gvil, then it's kosher. Again, the part of the chiddush of Ashian is that you also need mukav gvil in the middle of the letters, not just on the outside of the letters, but the middle of this beis. Right, that's the problem is if there's a hole there that's touching the edge of the base, so that's the problem. The question is, what do you mean? Why don't you say the scraping thing? Right, Rav and Rav Chisda seem to say even if you have a problem, if it's scrapable, then it's kosher. Ashian doesn't seem to have that possibility. Ashian says if it's touching, it's a problem, and if it's not touching, it's okay. So the Gemara first says, Amar Reb Zaora. So Reb Zaora, who quoted these three, Reb Zaora quoted Rav, Reb Chizda, and Ashian, says, okay, the first two must agree with each other and argue on the third one. As Yad Rav Chizda Karav. Rav Chizda is going following Rav, meaning they both say, by the gimel and the hay, as long as it is scrapable to make it mukav gvil, so then that would be okay. Vitreon pligan al shitasi da Ashian bar nidva. And they both argue on the third shita that I quoted because he doesn't take into account that you could scrape it. What's the chiddush of Rav and Rav Chisda? You could, as long as it's scrapable or even if you scrape it, right? There is a rule that we know in Hilchas Ksivas Stam, Chok Tochos and Chok Yerechos. One has to write in terms of writing the letters. You have to form the letters when I write. What happens if I pour ink onto the cloth and then I erase all the ink and I leave the letter? I erase the background. That's not writing. Even though all of a sudden now I see that there's a beautiful lamed, but all I did was I poured ink, a splotch, and then I erased. So that's not writing a lamed. I wrote everything around it. So that's called chok tochos. That's puzzle. You're not allowed to write like that. So one second here, what does it say? You're going to scrape a little bit, and then you're going to be able to have the mukav gvil, and that's kosher. So the chiddush of Rav and Rav Chisda is they hold of the principle. You need chok yerechos. They have to form the letters, but it must be that here the letter was written properly. You have a perfectly written letter, but now the problem is a mukav gvil. So scraping a little bit to make a mukav gvil, you have the letter there. So that's not called chotochos. That's called chokirechos because you're just fixing the letter that already is, right? It's not that the letter loses its status, right? It could be different than, let's say you have two letters that are touching each other in a very thick way. So then sometimes it can't just be that you have to separate. Sometimes you'll have to erase the whole letters and write them again, depending on what the psak is. But that's the halacha, that's the chiddush of these first two, the first two opinions, right? And that's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in, where is it? Yud Ches. Yud Ches, Lamed Beis Yud Ches. Lamed Beis Yud Ches here. He talks about Greira. Talks about there, it has to be the letter. Vim nidbaka os laos. Fully talks about vim gira vefrida kasher velomikri chotochos meacher shehos atzma haisaksuba kitikuna. Right, the letter itself was written properly, right, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So that's the chiddush of Rav and Rabbi Rav Chisda. But Ashian, right, Rabbi Zura says Ashian is different. Right, Ashian says that you can't. If you have the hole in the middle of the bays, you can't just scrape it. So it must be that argues on the first two. So then the Gemara says maybe not. Chavraya Amri, maybe not. The Chavraya say, no, maybe there's no machlokas here. Maybe the case in Rav and Rav Chisda is not exactly the same as the case of Ashian. Asiya, the Ashian, bar nidva, Reb Yochanan. Maybe Ashian is just quoting like Reb Yochanan's problem, and the Rav and Rav Chisda would also agree to that. Why? Even just before we see this. Where's the problem with the letters? Right? By the gimel and the hay case, it's on the bottom. So that might not be called an ikker part of the letter. But by the bays, the problem is on the top. So maybe that makes it worse, as we're about to see. So maybe Ashiyan and Rabban Rav Chisda do not argue as follows. Ditani, Irev es ha'osios, if you have letters that are touching Irev es ha'osios, is tani tani kasher, is tani tani pasal. One brisa says kasher, one brisa says pasal, one brisa says pasal, even if you would scrape it. Even if you would scrape it. So what's the, because it would be considered chok tochos. So what's the difference? So Rav Ada bar Shimon b'shem Rav Yochanan, manta amar kasher milamatan. The one that says it's kasher if it's touching, that's only if it's a little touch on the bottom of the letter. Manda amar pasal milamalan. According to the one who says pasal, it's where there's a problem with the top of the letter. Kigon, where do you have touchings with the top of the bottom? Kigon artsenu tifartenu. Look at the last two letters there. If the ba of artsenu tifartenu, if that nun and vav, if they're touching on the bottom, that nun and the vav, and artsenu tifartenu, then that's not a problem. Right, if you would be able to scrape it, or because that's not an ikker part of the letter. But if, let's say, the nun and the vav are touching on top, if the nun is too much over to the left, so that'll be a problem. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's a difference between the tops of the letters and the bottom of the letters, and therefore maybe that's the difference between Ashiyan and Rav and Rav Chisda. Right, Rav and Rav Chisda are talking about bottom of the letters. That's why they're scrapable. Right, Masha'enki, when it comes to the top of the letter, maybe that would be considered chok tochos. It wouldn't be considered forming because it's an ikker part of the letter, and therefore it would be a problem according to everybody. And the Gemara just adds, artzacha tzricha, tifartacha tzricha. Meaning what? I'm not sure if artzacha and tifartacha, meaning the last two letters in that word, right, the bottom of the tzadi and the chaf sofit, right? If those are touching, like how far does the chaf sofit have to go down to be called, okay, the top part is already the ikker part of the letter, and right, the tzifar tenu, it's the bottom of the nun touching the bottom of the vav. But here, by the chaf that goes all the way down, so that's not as 100% clear. Period. So, it could be there's no machlokas between all of these rabbis, says the Gemara. It could be the difference between where the problem is and what would be called chok tochos and what would be called chok yerechos. Okay. Now we have other halachas related. It could be that in other Gemaras, these statements were quoted in the name of the same rabbi, and that's why it's quoted here, but here, it's not quoted in the name of the same rabbi, but it's quoted here anyway. Rav Acha, Rabbi Shimon, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We just spoke about Rabbi Yochanan, so maybe this is Rabbi Yochanan. Lo yamar adam yispal b'makam b'gavoa. When it's Allah to daven on a high place. On a high place, Allah to daven. If you're on the top, you're in the middle of a top of a rock, top of a high place. Maybe some say even in terms of going up on a bima. So matam amar baba shimar papa mima makim karasicha Hashem. From the depths we call. From the depths we call. Right? There are some shuls that the chazin you go down, right, into the lower part because mima makim karasicha Hashem. And again, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses the machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is the reason for that? Is it a reason of gaiva, that a person should feel lowly in front of God? Is that why? Or is it a din of kavana? If you daven in a high place, you're not going to have proper kavana, right? You feel you're going to fall, right? So nafkamina, what if you're on a very wide high place where there's no issue of falling or there's a railing? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Hamispala lo yamar al gabi mita v'lo al gabi kisei v'lo al gabi safsal. You shouldn't daven standing on a chair. V'lo al gabi makam gavoa. Or you just want to be loud so the whole tzibur can hear you, right? That's the, so the simple pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is that you can't daven on a high place because all these places you're not going to be steady and you're going to be scared that you might fall. Okay. Rav Ada b'shem Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Yochanan lo yamar adam yispal lo v'sarach l'nekavav. Oh, and shouldn't daven if somebody has to go to the bathroom. You have to check yourself before we go, we daven, so before, if you have to go to the bathroom. Matam, the pasuk says, Hikon likras alokachi Yisrael. Prepare yourself to greet God. And davening is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we have to prepare. So before we go to an important meeting, we're going to go to the bathroom. We're not going to be, in a state where we have to, jump out of the meeting. So do when you meet God. Amr of Simon, his kavein likras alokachi Yisrael. His kavein, right? Hikon is his kavein. Prepare yourself to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr of Alexandri, Shmar Raglecha Kasher Telech Al Beis Elokim. Right, the pasuk says here in Koheles, guard your legs, watch your legs when you go to Beis Elokim. So that's maybe a remiss to our halacha that we just quoted. Shmar atzamcha min atipin hayotzim yibin raglacha. What do you mean, guard your legs? Guard your legs, that's a euphemism of going to the bathroom. Right? Guards the water between your legs, right? As we've noted, the Rambam says that the Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh because in his, right, the way that we would say it, there's no inappropriate dirty words, right? Though there's no word there's no word like urine in English, mei raglayim, water of the legs, right? So that's a reference to here. Make sure you go to the bathroom before you daven, before you go to the Beis Elokim. Hadadat Omar Bedakim. Interesting, the Gemara says here, that's only by dakim, by having to urinate. Aval begasim, if one has to go to a more serious bathroom stop, im yachol lisbol yisbol. The Gemara says it's less of an issue. It seems to be because maybe a person, seems like the Mefarshim explained, a person would be able to hold it in more when it comes to a more serious bathroom, but if for urination, one wouldn't be able to hold it in as much. Seeing the Gemara elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch talks about, you know, what happens if somebody davens when they have to go to the bathroom? It depends how badly they have to go to the bathroom. But the Gemara says, if mamish, right after Shmoneh Esrei, I run and I wouldn't be able to have to go, it could be that my davening wasn't even a davening, right? Tefilas HaToeva. If I daven, I have to go, but, you know, I don't want to miss davening, and I still could have held it in more. So then it's not as much of an issue. But again, one has to be careful not to violate Bata Shaksu in terms of being in a state where one really has to go to the bathroom and one has to go. Again, it also can't be, there are posts going to talk about, you know, somebody who has OCD tendencies and basically would never be able to daven because they'll always think, oh, do I have to go to the bathroom? I still have to go to the bathroom. So it could be in certain cases that we'd be, you know, machmir the other way, that you can't go to the bathroom, just daven. Right? There are poskim that talk about it in that way, but that the halacha meikra din, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Sadi Beis, Hayitzarach l'nekav of al yispalo, v'im yispalo tfilas ha-toeva, v'zarach lachzor l'ispalo, v'ani mi l'kshin yoch al ha-hamen atzmo kishir hil of parsa. If you couldn't have walked to parsa, 4 mil, so then that is when it's a tfilas ha-toeva. But if you could have walked some, then you're yosef b'di'eved, but you still should check yourself. That's what it says here. Once we're on this pasuk, we quote another agadata about this pasuk. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avia, b'shem Rav Acha, shmar ralcha kachatidach beis elokim, shmar atzmacha. Maybe it means when you go to beis elokim, when you go to beis elokim upstairs after 120, you know, you should guard yourself, make sure we're prepared. Shmar atzmacha kshu nikro beis elokim, when we're called to the beis elokim upstairs, should they tar v'naki, we should try to be pure and clean. Amar Rabbi Ba, yihi makarcha baruch. Your source should be blessed. Yehei mikara'acha lekever baruch. When we are called to the kever, we should try to be pure. Right? That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Right? We have to do tshuva every single day of our life. Right? Because nobody knows. Nobody knows when the call is going to come. Amar Rebbe Brechia, Eisla ledes veislamus. Right? It says, right? Remember that Koheles Perek. A time for this, a time for that, a time for this, a time for that. So by all of them, we choose. A time to dance, a time to cry, a time to build, a time to break. But life and death is not us. So what is that pasuk teaching us? Right? A time for a birth, a time for death. Again, we could choose the beginning of the process of birth. But when the baby's coming out is not up to us. So what's that teaching us? Ashrei Adam Sheshas Misaso Kishas Leidaso. It's comparing the time of birth and the time of death and praises the person that has a parallel between them. Mashas Leidaso Naki, just like when we are born, we are pure and without sin. So we should try as much as we can at the time of death to be naki. Again, it does not mean that we were perfect in our life, right? Nobody's perfect. 4 people were perfect, but generally not. So naki means even if we aren't perfect, we do tshuva, right? We do tshuva and we're naki at that time. There's a lot to say on this, but we'll continue for now. Rabbi Babishem, Rabbi Yehuda. Back to the writing of the ksiva. Let's say, haya asui kechati chalita. What does that mean? We would call it a semicircle, right? Half of a cookie. Let's say somebody, I don't know, a sofer wants to have a nice design. So the bottom 5 lines of the mezuzah, they'll write in a semicircle. First a big semicircle, then a little smaller one, a little smaller one, a little smaller one, until you get to the bottom. Is that okay for writing? So, shur ha'el yonah sheish lamati amenu shtayim, the third to bottom line, if you have an upper line, that you have 2 rows under it, the top of the semicircle, that line has to have at least 3 words. The next one has to have at least 2 words. The bottom line has to have 2 words. And it's kosher. We generally don't write like this. Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rav Chisda, he also came in simpon. Simpon is some type of instrument. Also, shura ha'elyona sheish lamata shtayim shalosh tevios, the row that has under it two rows has to have at least three words. Hatachton shtayim, the bottom one has to have at least two. I'm not sure about the middle one, whether it has to have two words or three words. Period. Rabbi Yirmiya amal chizda. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi Travan, Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rav Shimon ben Nedava. Chavraya amri, Rabbi Zohar b'shem Rav Chananel. One of those three lines said this. What if there's a little hole in the cloth and I'm writing and the ink drips through the hole? That's possible. That's too big of a hole. It's too big of a hole. If you have a tiny, tiny hole where the ink will just like fill in the hole and nothing will drip through, that's okay. That's kilu, it's not a hole. So the Gemara just says a little trick. How do you make it that the ink's not going to drip through? If you put a little saliva on the hole, so that'll make it that the ink won't drip through, and then it'll dry, and Shalom al Yisrael, it'll be okay. Little sofer tips. What happens if I'm writing, and I left out, somehow, I don't know, I was having a moment, and the sofer left out the name of Hashem. He forgot the name of Hashem. Are you allowed to, we started off today, you're allowed to hang an extra word that you forgot? Can you hang the name of Hashem? Right, Vayidaber, Hashem on top, El Moshe Lamar. So, Tov Yisrael Hashem, Is Tani Tani Tolas Hashem? Yeah, you can. Is Tani Tani Mochig? No, you got to erase. You got to erase, and then you want to hang something. You can't hang Shem Hashem. Mochig as Achol, Vakosiv as Hashem, Vatolas Achol. Erase the words beforehand, write the Shem Hashem properly, and then if you have to squeeze in other words, you hang those words. Reb Zohar, Reb Chanan, B'Shem Rav, Halacha Gmishu Omer, Mochig as Achol, Vakosiv as Hashem, Vatolas Achol. And Halacha is, don't hang God, right? Don't hang the Shem Hashem. Why not? We'll see. Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan al b'shem Rav, v'imhaya kagon ani Hashem alokeicha muter. If you're not only hanging the name of Hashem, but you're hanging a phrase with Hashem in it, that's okay. Ani Hashem alokeicha muter. Lama? Why is hanging just Shem Hashem a problem and hanging three words okay? Mipnei shein shalosh tevios. Is it because it's three words? So it's ke'ilu, it's like its own row. It's like chashuv, it's its own row. Or because you also have non-Hashem's name words in there, so it doesn't show that it's a bizayon, because you also have non-names of Hashem there. Between these two approaches, what if you have a phrase that's all three, Shem Hashem? Kel Elokim Hashem. If you say, well, it's okay because you have three words, so it would be okay here. It's three words. Is the reason you could put on Yeshem al Kechem is because you have non-Shem Hashem words there, then this also would be a problem. It would be a problem. So no answer given to that question. The Gemara just adds, Lashem Tzricha, Bashem Tzricha. When we say you could add on Chol, what about a prefix? Would a prefix be enough to say, oh, you're not hanging Shem Hashem or not? Again, the question might go to the root of, when I have a prefix, does that integrate into the name of Hashem itself? Right? What if I have the word Lashem? If I erase Lamed, is that as if I'm erasing Shem Hashem? Right? It's various halachas that connect to this idea about prefixes and suffixes. Do you have to have special kavana when you write a prefix? Is there a difference between a prefix and a suffix? There is. Right? The Lashem or Elokeichem? Interesting in halacha, there are differences between prefixes and suffixes that we'll have to continue. Okay, we'll stop with the word tzricha. Hashem will continue next time.